Welcome back into the BunSports.com podcast. It is championship weekend, and conference championships are taking place all over the country. The Power Five. Each conference has a conference championship game, and that includes the Big 12, even though they don't technically have a conference championship game. They do have a game that will determine the conference championship. So we're going to preview that with you, as well as talk about the college football playoff, which will be announced in full on Sunday. So if you're ready to get that started and the bowl season underway, it'll be all announced and pretty much ready to go on Sunday as we get ready for the third. This is the third college football playoff. Things stacking up. Right now the college football's top four is Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington. And I think most reasonable people feel like if those four teams win this weekend, they will be the top four. And so that's the question I'm going to throw to the college football professor now, who joins me on this Friday afternoon as we preview the championship weekend in college football. So the top four, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington. First question, do you agree with that top four? Is that your top four? And second question, if all four of those teams win, is there any debate? Is there any controversy about the college football playoff?
I think that'll be the way it ends. I do. I do think that there are four teams that can improve their stock, though.
Okay.
And that is Colorado with a win, Penn State with a win, Oklahoma with a win, Wisconsin with a win. So any of those teams that win is going to improve their stock, and so they could sniff around that top four. I don't think.
So that's your top four, then?
My top four is
Alabama,
Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington. And I'm just looking at who can improve their stock. Well, we know that Michigan can't improve their stock.
Speaking of Michigan, there's a lot made right now about the Big Ten. Okay, you have Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and Wisconsin. That's four teams, and they're all in the top seven right now of the college football playoff rankings. That's pretty strong for a league going into the championship weekend. So the question becomes, if there is chaos, and just for those of you who may be listening on Saturday, this is Friday, so we don't know yet about the Washington and Colorado game tonight that will be taking place tonight. But say Colorado knocks off Washington, and or Virginia Tech were to knock off Clemson tomorrow night. You have three Big Ten teams sitting there. Ohio State's presumably in. You just said that a minute ago. What do we have then, three Big Ten teams?
I think that would be a possibility.
Wow.
But here's the thing. I don't think Colorado with a win has a strong enough case to move up.
You mean into the four?
Into the top four.
I agree.
But here's the interesting thing, Jacob. Ohio State and Michigan both have three major big-time wins. Nobody else has three major big-time wins. Now, for instance, Alabama has more big wins, but I think those three would be, you know, like, for instance, Ohio State win over Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And then there's Michigan when they defeated Colorado, and they beat them 45-28. And they beat Penn State, they beat Wisconsin. So I'm thinking there could be a shifting there.
Well, how do you square it? Ohio State sitting home this weekend. They're not playing in their conference title. They lost to Penn State. That's their one blemish on the year. 24-17 on a blocked field goal that was run back for a touchdown. Still, Penn State won that game in Happy Valley. So how do you rectify that with the committee when you have a winner of the Big Ten championship game? It may be Penn State, it may be Wisconsin. They're going to be conference champion, but they may not get in because Ohio State, a team that Penn State beat, is going to be in.
Well, take Penn State.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Penn State, for instance, they have one big time win. And that's over Ohio State. That's the only big win they have. I think what you should do is you should take the teams and remove the conference affiliation and pick out the four best teams. Now, if there's a tie between a couple, take the conference champion. Let that be a tiebreaker. But I don't think you should start with conference champion because all conferences are not the same.
Well, I agree with that. And I would say that Ohio State is the better team, but the committee has been so helter-skelter and unpredictable with their criteria that they're using from 1 minute to the next. One week they're talking about how conference championship means everything, and the next minute, well, we're one of the four best teams. So it's kind of unfair to know, or it's unpredictable what they're going to do next. But I do agree with you. I think Ohio State will, you know, ultimately be the team that they choose if nobody loses.
Well, look at Ohio State, for instance. Mm-hmm. Talking about conference champion, all yep. right? Ohio State, if you take the top 8 or 9 or 10 teams, there are 8 or 9 or 10 teams, counting Oklahoma, that's in this mix.
Yeah.
All right, Ohio State has a win over three of them. They've defeated Oklahoma. They've defeated Wisconsin. They've defeated Michigan. All of these are certainly in the top 7 or 8 teams in the country. So could you possibly give more status to someone who wins a conference with only one big win, and here's a team that's beat
And they lost
three.
To Pittsburgh. And they lost to Pittsburgh.
And they lost to Pittsburgh.
And they were blown out. I understand their starters weren't present, but they were blown out by Michigan. So, talking about Penn State. So, that you're right. That is certainly a case. I think the biggest thing that Ohio State has going for it was the fact that they destroyed Oklahoma. I think that is a huge boost for Ohio State, because it's not just beating Big Ten teams, but they went outside the conference and beat a top 10 team. That's big.
Well, if you put Penn State ahead of Ohio State, here's what you're doing. You're saying, because you're a conference champion, we're going to put you ahead of a team that's got a far superior record.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, record. It really does. It comes down to record. You're right. And Pittsburgh, by the way, ironically, is a team that has beaten two top 7 teams. Of course, they beat Clemson and Penn State. That's kind of an interesting factoid. Well, how is it going to go this weekend? I think that's really what's going to shape a lot of this. And, by the way, you would agree that Alabama is in no matter what
yes.
happens. Okay, Florida's not going to be in, but if they were, they would still get in. Would they still be number one?
I would think so.
Yeah, I would
but
agree.
But Ohio State would have a good chance. I'd say between Alabama and Ohio State.
Yeah, they
Again,
would.
Again, looking at
one less game, but yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start previewing these games this weekend. We got a couple of conference championship games, or several. And I'm going to start with Conference USA. We got Louisiana Tech at 8-4 on the year. They're traveling to Western Kentucky. They're playing them in Bowling Green. It's a home site conference championship game. But I want to get your pick in this game. Western Kentucky's had an up-and-down year, but they seem to be the best team, right?
Well, a 9-2 record is a very good record.
9-3, yeah.
Is it 9-3? I thought it was 9-2. Okay, 9-3. Still, I think they are a very good team, so they'd be a 10-win team if they beat Louisiana Tech. I would pick Western Kentucky in this game.
Let's move to the Mountain West now. San Diego State sitting at 9-3, and they're playing at Wyoming. This one's at Laramie, Wyoming, so it's another home game. It's at Wyoming. Who wins the Mountain West?
Well, you remember when we thought Boise State would easily defeat Wyoming a couple weeks ago? Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. Wyoming beat them. I think that it seems like San Diego State is not playing as well as they did in the first, say, two-thirds of the season. So I'm going to say this is a toss-up to me.
Okay. Momentum may be on Wyoming's side. Temple, this is in the AAC, the American Athletic Conference. Temple is playing at number 19, Navy. And I'll tell you something about this Navy potential scenario here. If Navy wins this game and Boise State, they were to somehow jump, leapfrog Boise State in the poll, do you realize that that means Navy would then be the heir apparent of the Group of Five teams to assume that spot in the group in the New Year's Six, I think they call those bowl games. So, the top four would be announced on Sunday, but the rest of the bowls may not be announced for a week later because you have the Army-Navy rivalry game next week.
I can't imagine them moving ahead of an undefeated Western Michigan.
Right, Western Michigan. I don't know why I said Boise. Right, Western Michigan. I can't imagine that either, but Western Michigan is sitting at 17th, Navy's sitting at 19th. If they were to get a big win and blow out Temple, it could happen. But then again, are they going to do it, I guess, is the question I'm asking you now. Will they beat Temple?
I don't know. I think I call this another toss-up.
Yeah. Well, let's move to the other side, Western Michigan. I guess the scenario here is they go down. They go down to Ohio, who's 8-4. This is at Ford Field. This is going to take place tonight. If they go down, then I think it would be reasonable to assume Navy would be that top team.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So is it going to happen?
Western Kentucky is going to win. But suppose Western Kentucky loses. Western Michigan loses, and suppose
Navy
loses. And then does that mean it's Western Kentucky or is it Boise State?
Right, Boise would
shot?
Have a they would have an argument.
Right.
I absolutely think they would. I think this is going to be a tough game for Western Michigan. Ohio, if you look at their schedule on the year, they played some decent teams closer, some Power Five teams closer than they probably should have been. Frank Solich is one of those coaches that he knows how to get teams prepared for football games. So I think this is going to be a closer game. All right, let's move to the Power 5 now. This is where everybody wants to go. And this is where it's going to get decided, but this game not necessarily so much for the college football playoff top four. It is number 10, Oklahoma State, 9-2, playing at number 9, Oklahoma. It is a de facto championship game, as the winner will be conference champions. This is 11:30 a.m. in Norman, Oklahoma, on Saturday morning. Your champion is whom?
I'm going to have to go with Oklahoma, even though I think it's going to be very close. I'm going to say 44-41, Oklahoma over Oklahoma State.
Well, last year they absolutely destroyed Oklahoma State in Stillwater. This year Bedlam has played in Norman. I'm going to go with you there with Oklahoma. But it is tough. I think Oklahoma State has a really underappreciated team this year, and I think they could pull this one off.
And having both teams in this game, both teams have very solid quarterback play.
Absolutely. Number 12, Colorado, playing at number 4, Washington. This, of course, the Pac-12 championship. Tonight, if you're listening to this on Saturday, it was last night. You know who won. But it's tonight at 8 at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Does Washington continue to roll through their schedule, or is Colorado going to upset somebody?
Well, Colorado's played very well, and their defense has played very well. But I think Washington will win 27-24. Okay. And here's the thing. Washington is a lot better, I think, than a lot of people think they are. They've got some outstanding players, a couple of big-time players. Sidney Jones, a cornerback, is really good. And then their wide receiver, John Ross, is really good. And we know about their quarterback.
There are some who believe that Washington potentially poses the greatest, most challenging threat to the Crimson Tide of Alabama when it comes to the college football playoff. Do you subscribe?
Well, I think they have as good as anyone else.
Okay. Well, that's good for them. ACC title game now. Number 3, Clemson, is playing number 23, Virginia Tech. It's 11-1 for the Tigers and 9-3 on the year for the Hokies. This is at Camping World Stadium Saturday night at 7. Any chance of an upset here?
There's a chance, but I'm going to say Clemson 40-28 over Virginia Tech. And that's 28. Wow. A good bit of points to be scored against Clemson's defense, but I think Virginia Tech has that kind of offense.
They've been scoring a lot of points lately. The Big Ten, and by the way, I agree with you. I think Clemson will win that one, and I also agree about Washington. I believe they'll pull it out. I do think Colorado is going to put up a test, but yes, I agree. The Big Ten Championship, number 6, Wisconsin, 10-2 against number 7, Penn State, also 10-2. This is at Lucas Oil Stadium, 7 o'clock Saturday night in Indianapolis for the Big Ten title, but that may be it. Maybe just for the Big Ten title and a trip out west to the Rose Bowl. Who wins?
I think Wisconsin 24-17 over Penn State.
Really? Okay. Wisconsin, actually the higher-rated team, even though I think some people think Penn State will end up winning this game. I am one of those. I think Penn State will win this game. Close game, tough game, defensive game, something like 20-14. I like Penn State in a squeaker.
By the way, Colorado might beat Washington if Bevo plays.
Now, Bevo, if he was on the defensive line, he could harass the quarterbacks. That'd be something to see. The SEC Championship, of course, this is the final SEC Championship. Well, not the final SEC Championship, but the final one to be played in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. This is the silver anniversary of the championship, Professor. They have been playing. This is the 25th SEC Championship to be played. And it's Alabama 12-0 against Florida 8-3. So, you know, Alabama comes in. They're prohibitive favorites by a long shot. I mean, is there any chance that Florida can even make this close?
Well, I think there's a chance. Florida has a very good defense.
I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, something happens, a water main breaks, and Alabama doesn't show up on time, and they're forced to, you know, make
restitution. Well, I think Florida has a very good defense, okay, and they're very good on special teams.
Yeah.
Those are
except for the 31 they gave up to Arkansas.
These two factors always give a team a chance to win if the other team makes mistakes. Now, Florida depends on, of course, on offense. They're big-time players, Antonio Callaway.
Yeah, he's great. He just can't get the ball because they don't have time. The quarterback doesn't have time to throw
it
to
him. Defense, they have Jalen Tabor and C.C. Jefferson, and they're both really good. And of course, as I said,
C.C., he's a freshman. He's going to be good in this
league.
He's
really good, really good. And their punter is really good, Johnny Townsend. And then they got a great kicker. The kicker, Eddie Pinero.
Yeah.
He's very good. But on the other side, Alabama has a very strong defense.
They got some players, too.
Defense.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They have a – Florida has a really good defense. Their defense could challenge Alabama's defense. But Alabama's offense is far superior to Florida's offense, I think. And, you know, the Gators' offensive line will – in my opinion – that's where their Achilles is going to be against Alabama's defensive line. And you think about Jonathan Allen, Tim Williams, Ryan Anderson, Reuben Foster, Fitzpatrick, and all those guys. They get ready to go to battle. That's quite a defense. And, you know, Jacob, for me, Sean Dion Hamilton and Ryan Anderson have been the two surprise players on this defense this year.
Well, they've been a ton of surprise players. Alabama has probably – of all of Nick Saban's great defenses, and he's had quite a few, this may be the most complete. If you look at across the field, the talent that they have at each position, and you were talking about Jonathan Allen a minute ago. He's undoubtedly the leader on this defense, it seems like. Do you think
Jonathan Allen's in my top six?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
For Heisman Trophy, I'm saying they're going to be five invited,
okay,
and I have six that I have listed.
While we're on the subject, go ahead and list those for me now, and – you know, there's been a lot of talk about Jalen Hurts, not so much about Jonathan Allen, but I'm curious to see who your five are, and I agree with you about Allen. He should be on the list to be invited in.
These are not necessarily my five. These are the five I think will be invited.
Okay.
I'm going to give you six.
Okay.
And then out of those five.
Let me guess. Number six is Jonathan Allen.
No.
Oh.
I'm just going to give you six and say that five of them will be invited. Lamar Jackson of Louisville. Deshaun Watson of Clemson.
Yeah.
And Jake Browning of Washington, Jonathan Allen, Alabama, and D.D. Westbrook from Oklahoma, and Jabril Peppers of Michigan. And I think out of those six, five will be invited.
I think that's a safe assumption. Can you explain to me why J.T. Barrett is not getting more consideration?
In fact, in my notes here, Jacob, I said, where is J.T. Barrett?
Yeah,
I listed those six. I said, where is JT Barrett?
You think it's just he had an up and down season? I mean, it seems like his team. I watched the game last week, and I thought he played very well managing that game against a very good Michigan defense.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, going back to Alabama, their defense. But think about this: Bradley Bozeman and Jonah Williams and Jalen Hurts and Joshua Jacobs.
Yeah,
these are all surprises that nobody saw coming on their offensive team.
It's incredible the freshmen that Alabama has utilized to make this incredible run this year, 12-0 in the regular season. I don't think Alabama's going to lose this football game, but I think it's going to be a closer game than a lot of people. Nobody is calling for this upset. That is unusual. Now, obviously, if you look at it on paper, Alabama, I mean, what does Florida have offensively to even compete in this game? But I have a sneaking suspicion that this is going to be a much closer game than people realize. I think Alabama wins less than a touchdown late, you know, has to make a few plays late. But I think Florida it's always dangerous when you go into a game like this against a team that has had success. No, Florida didn't beat Florida State. They didn't beat Arkansas. And they also were they had a big lead and they blew it against Tennessee. But they have had success. To win nine games in a season, you have to have success. And I think this may not be a stumbling block for Alabama, but kind of a wake-up call, because I think this game may be closer. Now watch it be a 50-point game.
Well,
but go ahead.
I'm going to say that the game will be it'll be more contested more than what I'm going to give you my final score. I think the score I'm going to give you is 31-10 Alabama. But I believe the game will be contested a lot more than the 31-10 score will indicate.
Well, and the way it usually goes in these games for Alabama is it's a close game, sort of like last week in the Iron Bowl, but the floodgates kind of open at the end. I don't think that's going to happen this week. I think it's going to be close all the way to the end. But
I've been waiting, and I think a lot of people have, for Bo Scarborough to have a breakout game.
Well, he had
this pretty close
weekend against Auburn. I mean, it was a pretty stout defense he was charging into, and he made some critical runs in the second half of that game.
And Ardarius Stewart is such an explosive player. I think he is an explosive player maybe the nation don't know yet.
They're going to need them all as they go forward because, as you mentioned, there are some tough tests. You got Washington, potentially Ohio State, Clemson, maybe somebody else too. So anyway, that's our championship week preview. That was pretty fun. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks as we get to bowl season. We'll be previewing all those bowls. I mean, why not? We'll come in here and preview the New Orleans Bowl and the RNL Carriers Bowl and the Armed Forces Bowl, Famous Idaho Potato Bowl, any bowls you can think of. We'll preview them right here at bunsports.com. Anyway, have a great weekend, and we'll be back soon.